You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Hey, I'd like to welcome you to another episode of Mission Matters. If you'd like to apply to be a guest in the show, just head on over to missionmatters.com and click on Be Our Guest to apply. All right, so today is a very special episode. We're welcoming Catherine Ficarra onto the show, and she is a VP of Marketing and PR over at Solo Secure, and she is also an upcoming author in one of our upcoming book releases. And Catherine, I'm just so pleased and thrilled to say welcome to the show, and I'm excited to work on this book with you.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
So, Catherine, we're going to start this episode the way that we start them all, with our Mission Matters Minute. So, Catherine, we at Mission Matters, we amplify stories for entrepreneurs, executives, and experts. That's our mission. Catherine, what mission matters to you?
You know, I would say my mission is kind of dual in the sense that obviously at Solo Secure, we are in the business to protect the whole you, right? And so I think with that, though, I like to take that a step further and really look at, well, what does that mean in terms of, yes, you've got physical protection and security and safety and so forth, but what is that? I think it starts in your mindset and in your head. And so I've been really, I would say, doubling down on that and really trying to amplify that message in terms of how I talk to people around me and my kids and my circles and so forth. And I think that's important for people to really understand how important their mindset is and what that is, and just being situationally aware of what you do every day and how that impacts what your, you know, external world looks like, essentially. So.
It's great. Love bringing mission-based individuals on the line to share why they do what they do and really the mission behind it. So awesome, awesome stuff there. And I guess just to kind of get us a little bit further here, let's just dive into your background. Like, how did you get on this path of getting into marketing and PR and that whole world? Because I'm always fascinated by it. I ended up in it by accident personally, but how'd you end up on this path?
I mean, I have a really interesting background in the sense that I come from sales and marketing. And so I've done a lot of both. You know, I started my career in media, I went into gaming, and then I went into an e-com platform. And now, you know, we're a pretty early stage startup, but we're doing some amazing, innovative things that I'm really excited about. Some stuff I can't even quite talk about yet. But yeah. I think that my background in terms of understanding both from a strength of sales and marketing and both of those things really have culminated into this impactful, you know, approach that I can have with the company I'm at now. And, you know, we're a very nimble, small but nimble team, very resilient. We pivot all the time. It's fast paced. It's very, you know, we're trying to be as proactive as we can in a very reactive, you know, world, essentially, in this, you know, when you're dealing with supply chain and so forth. But you know, it's, I think that everything I've done up until now has really led me to be in a place that I'm just really excited about and excited about what we can do for the world, essentially. And yeah. So, but yeah, I mean, just a variety of different things, I guess, I've done. And I think that that's an important message I actually wanted to even bring up in the book, because I feel like there's so much pressure, especially for women. You know, you get out of school and you're like, I got to have this one thing I'm going to study, and this is what I'm going to do, and this is what's going to set me apart. And, you know, and I kind of did a lot of this, and I love that I did that, because I'm not a very, you know, I don't like to be siloed and do, you know, I want to have like more of a broad approach so I can think about things more strategically and have like a high level perspective on things. And so, you know, media, gaming, e-com, I worked for a meat company, like, I mean, all sorts of different things, you know, that they've all really assisted in what I'm able to bring to the table now. And so I'm very thankful for that.
And I'm a big fan of the role of really media and PR and how it supports small businesses and startups, right? Because the thing that I always see, and this is, I mean, I'll be interested to hear your opinion on this, but is that like with the right messaging and other things, like it really is an art to be able to craft the message and to be able to get it out there to the masses and to the public. Because if it's not done in a thoughtful manner, then number one, it doesn't, like, obviously the message doesn't reach very far, but number two, it doesn't necessarily always cut through the noise or the clutter and everything else, because you're also competing with, you know, for eyeballs with the big companies, right? So for small startups and otherwise to kind of cut through that noise isn't always easy. Like, what are your thoughts on that?
Yeah. I mean, I think especially in this post-COVID world where so much of, you know, media went online, like TikTok is, you know, nobody thought that was going to be what it is, right? So you have, and the way that each medium is approached, like if you look at TikTok versus Instagram versus how you're going to handle Facebook and so forth, there's such a different approach to each of those mediums. And with, from a PR perspective, you know, I think if you're a journalist, right, you're looking for a story, you're looking for something to talk about that's interesting to people. And so cutting through that clutter is really hard. And I don't know that necessarily I've seen a change in how the response has gone. Like you can write a beautiful press release and you can put it on the wire, or you can send it out to your contacts and so forth. And, you know, sometimes that works, but a lot of times I find that it's really relationship driven now. And so what I'm really, and it's not even just journalists now, if you're looking at influencers. I mean, there's, you know, you have I chatted with a YouTuber last night who's got 5 million followers and, you know, he's very impactful. So it's like those channels are just as impactful as getting an article on Forbes, right? Like it's just very different, right? But the world has shifted so much. And so I think our approach has to change. And I think people are still trying to figure that out. Like, what is that? And so when you're a smaller, you know, when you're in the startup phase and you're really like, hey, I've got a story to tell and I want to, you know, I want to break through that noise. It's really, I think it's starting that relationship approach and going from there and mixing it up and not just sticking with your traditional approach. You have to, like, you know, TikTok, YouTube, Instagram Reels, like those are all effective mediums now. And that wasn't the case, right, a couple of years ago. So just a very different world now.
I'm a fan of it. It's interesting to me because it's fast moving and there's a lot of different ways to get your message out. And I already had it on my agenda to bring up TikTok. So I know that, you know, and when you talked about mission and when we kind of opened up this interview, you brought up the idea of mindset and some of these other ideals and things that have helped you along on your path. And what I found very interesting as we've gotten to know each other and we've been working on this book is someone I remember I was following your TikTok. When I first started following your TikTok, I didn't know exactly what content you were putting out because in one sense, you know, somebody may say, you know, mindset, you know, help, like all these other things, but then their content doesn't necessarily always match. And so when I saw like what you were doing and the content that you were putting out, I'm like, oh my gosh, this is amazing. And it's one of my favorite accounts now. I'll be just honest because you're speaking from the heart, you're creating content and you're really not. I mean, when we talk about different ways to put out content, what you do is hard to, like, in my opinion, to speak from the heart and to just really be vulnerable and to want to help people. Like it comes through in your video. Maybe tell us a little bit more about how you do what you do on TikTok for the business owners out there that are like, what? Yeah. I'm not supposed to be on TikTok, this, that, whatever. There are still some of those holdouts out there, believe it or not. But like, talk a little bit more about what you do there, because I think it's fascinating.
So it's interesting because I took, you know, it's the Solo Secure handle my company handle. And I really thought about this for a long time because the reality is yes, we're launching our new product. I've got my biometric cell phone wallet case that we're all excited about. We're putting that out there. However, when you look at those channels and you realize how intimate the relationship is with the person. So you are talking to somebody who's holding one person at a time, holding their phone, going through whatever it is that they're going through in their life right now. Do they really want to be sold anything? No. Like, what do they want to, what might help them that day? What might inspire them? What might be a different type of message? And you know, I work a lot with like David Meltzer and his organization, and I've connected with a couple of people that he's worked with as well. And I had these conversations with them. Like, I wanted to know, like, what if I just took a completely different approach and just went for this like authentic mindset, you know, and I don't do any fancy editing. I'm not doing any like fancy music. I was going to in the beginning. I actually told my kids, I'm like, you guys can edit these. But then I was like, no, I don't want that. I want it to be very like just like from what I'm thinking that day that might have helped me, that might help somebody else, because that's what makes the world go round, right? Like, I think at the end of the day, you've got people running companies, you've got people running businesses, you've got, you know, people running the world. But at the end of the day, if we don't have, you know, if the people aren't in the right headspace, then what direction is this world going to go in? And so I feel like that's just my little mark, and that's kind of where I want to take it. And so, yeah, we'll see what happens.
I think it's fun. And the main thing I see about the content, and I tell people this all the time, is you got to want to do it. It's got to come from the heart. You got to, especially if you're trying to really connect with the audience, like, and your content doesn't have to look like somebody else's. Like, it should be authentic and from you, whether it's in the case of you're doing it personally or for a brand, or, I mean, there's different ways to do it. Of course, I'm not saying one way versus another works. It's just, you have to want to do it. Right. And I think it's interesting because as we started Submission Matters, when we started that first like kind of TikTok channel and we're doing it, and I'm like, man, I don't really know. And I kind of found my groove and what I like doing there, which is promoting you, like promoting our clients, promoting the people that come on the show, and promoting all the other, you know, the PR and all the other things that you know, where our aim is to do, which is to amplify stories of others. So then we found kind of our niche and groove. But one of the concepts that I think that you talk about pretty often that I find like really interesting is the idea of mindset and how mindset plays into this self-growth journey. Maybe speak a little bit more on that, just to give everybody a flavor, by the way, of some of the things you talk about in there, because we'll definitely be leaving your TikTok handle and all that other stuff, because we want everybody to go check that out.
Yeah, I mean, I think I talk a lot about this, and because I, on my, you know, personal self-growth journey over the last couple of years, I didn't realize how impactful it is, the voices inside your head and the messages you tell yourself, and how that it gets externalized, right? And how that develops your self-concept and who you think you are, and then how the world responds to you. And so, you know, I started reading the book by Dr. Joe Dispenza, Breaking the Habit of Being Yourself. I think he's so, you know, he's such a talent. And I really resonated with a lot of what he was saying. Mm-hmm. And that's when I really started to start paying attention to kind of what is the voice inside my head telling me. And it took me a long time to really to control it. Mm-hmm. And so I, you know, and you know, when you get triggered or you get upset about something or something's not going right, you know, it's so, and I see it in my kids, it drives me crazy. And I mm-hmm. work with them on this, but you know, it's hard to calm it and to figure out, no, like this is, I'm not going to let this go, because what's going to happen is I'm going to talk negatively. I'm upset about something. And then that's going to cause this negative feeling. It's going to put me in a bad mood. And like all these things happen, right? Yeah. Well, I think that once you're aware of that, I think a lot of people would feel surprised about how much of that inner chatter is not always super positive. And I think it's really important to know, what are you saying to yourself? You're with yourself all the time, all day long. Like, that's the conversation you have constantly. So what is that conversation? And is it a good one? And is it going to put you in the place of like, what goal, you know, if you get up and you write your goals and you say, okay, this is what I want to accomplish today, or this is what I want to accomplish in 6 months, or this is the direction I want my life to go in. So, and a lot of people have those goals, especially in the entrepreneurial world, but you know, it starts with like the minute by minute by minute, right? Because all of those things are going to compound to get you where you want to go. And so I like to highlight that a lot, because it's a missing piece that's not always talked about in like your everyday world. It's almost like, you know, I think that there's a company called Mindful, I'm going to screw this up, Mindful Teaching or Mindful Schools, but they're attempting to bring meditation into public schools, right? Mm. And I'm like, well, that, you know, we're about to enter into a time where we're going to have metal detectors in schools, because there's such a fear of school shootings and so forth. So how do we get to, you know, how do we get to a place where we're nipping all of this in the bud? And why does this have to be such like a woo-woo thing and not a sexual thing, right? So, you know, and I just think it tracks back to that, is like understanding that you're such a, you know, powerful being, and that the stories you tell yourself actually matter, right? And so amplify that in your own mind to be something that is really positive and good for the world. And, you know, I think that's the first step to any kind of success you can have in your life.
So I want to jump around here a bit, and we're just to let everybody know that's watching this, we are not going to do a deep dive into the writing of the book right now. It's in development, but when the book is out, we will be bringing Catherine back on the show to do a full interview just on her writing, and then obviously the book will be available to purchase as well. But to keep it high level today, Catherine, like what are some of the things you hope or an idea that you, the reader, walks away with for your writing? Again, we're not holding you to this because I know we're in editing. We're still moving the content around a little bit, but what are some of the things that you hope a reader would get out of your writing?
I don't know. I think I want to inspire women that are coming into a complicated workforce right now. I think it's harder, but then on one hand, I think it's a lot more fragmented. But on the other hand, you know, there's this work from home concept, and can you really have it all? If you can you raise a family and do your job and do all of these things? And I think you kind of can, right? If you set yourself up for that. So I wanted to talk a little bit about that. And then I just, you know, I think that I also wanted to thread the concept that, you know, and a lot of people are giving exposure to mental health and so forth. And I just think that's important because coming through COVID and coming through any kind of pandemic, yeah. right? And then transitioning back into what's considered this normal workplace, but you just had your kids home for a year and a half and, you know, you weren't socialized, and some people haven't really gone back to normal. And a lot of people, I know one woman who won't leave her house, like there's a lot of people that are struggling out there. And so I think that mental health doesn't have to look like you're in a mental ward, right? It could just be the person walking down the street who's just really struggling. And I think, you know, when I do those TikToks, like these things come to me. Like I was reminded of a conversation I had with Glenn Lundy, actually. And he was telling me how, you know, he had a conversation with a homeless person who was like, you know, nobody looks you in the eye. And I thought about that. And so then I did this whole eye contact thing, and just things that people aren't really, I think, thinking about. They just fall into their ways. They're responding automatically, and they're not aware of things. And you know, your approach to other people can be really important because you don't know what they're coming from or what they're doing. And I think it starts with us all just being aware of our actions and how we approach other people, how we treat other people. And, you know, so I think I just wanted to bring a little bit of exposure to that. And because I don't think there's a difference between just because you work somewhere, you're running a company, you're still a person, and you're responsible almost more so as a leader for both of those things, right? For your organization, your P&L, and how you're, you know, what your KPIs are and making sure you're hitting those. But you're also responsible to be and, you know, to bring the best part out of people and to run a team and to see your team in a way that no one else does. So some of those things I think get overlooked, and I just think that's important.
All right, I'm going to pause it there because we can't give away everything because I've got to sell some books, Catherine. We're still a publishing company, right? But I'm going to pause it there, and I want to switch it up a bit, jump around. And, let's get into Solisic here. So you mentioned a piece of it, but let's talk about more about your role and really the product and what you do.
Yeah, so like I said, we're a pre-seed startup, and we are just launching. We just launched our first hardware product. So we have a hardware and a SaaS platform. And so we just launched our app called Go Solo. It's actually the foundation.
Congrats, by the way. That's no easy feat to get to that hurdle. Like any business is hard, but that first launch is a big deal.
That was hard. Yeah. So we've got our first Trick Ignited cell phone wallet case that is currently in production with the iPhone 13 Pro Max, but we'll be running out other models as well. But what's cool about this is that if you carry your wallet on your phone, a lot of times, like I had one of those magnetic wallets, it fell out. I had to go, you know, get a new license, get a new debit card, the whole thing. So what we did is we created a product that opens with your Face ID. So attached to the back of your phone, your Face ID through the Go Solo app, wallet opens, you can grab your valuables and then closes from there. And then we've also made it so it's got like a little loop that you can't see. And then we've got like a gold, an electroplated gold metal chain that you can wear it as a clutch, which I love. You can wear it this way. And a lot of people only have in that way, you wear it that way. So this one you can actually wear this way. And yeah, so we're really excited about that. I mean, we're definitely bringing on board these safety devices that are using the latest in biometric sensors so that people have the utmost in safety and security. But we've got some exciting things that we're doing that we're announcing closer to South by Southwest. So keep an eye on us because we're doing some innovative things that I think are that I know are going to be very beneficial to all of society. So I'm really excited about that.
That's awesome. So let's get a little bit further into the security side of things. Like, tell us just, and I know there's only so much you can talk about right now, but like what you can tell me, because I want our viewers to go check out the product as well. So like, tell us a little bit more about the idea behind the design and why it was created. Like, give us a little bit more of a flavor for the product.
Yeah, you know, it was actually created because, well, my CEO and his wife were, they were actually out and about. And she's like, every time I want to take my ID, I have to give it to you. I wish I could just feel like it's safe and secure.
And you know, I feel like the light bulb went off, like yeah, half the people see this right now. They're like, duh, oh my gosh, now I get it.
But you know, you start with this idea because the best products come from solving a problem, right? Yeah. You're not going to just, you can't just create a solution to a problem that isn't there. So, you know, I think once that happened and we started getting into the research of like, okay, credit card theft and credit card fraud's a massive problem that affects one in three Americans, right? And so, you know, you've got that side of it. And then you look at all of the phone, you know, we started with this phone case concept because this is what everybody walks around with, right? Mm. So it's like, how do you then, you know, and once these are shipping in the middle of the month, so I'll finally get mine. But once you actually have something that secures your stuff, and then, you know, you've got everything all in one place. And so, but that's kind of where we started with it. And we went through a pretty thorough design process. We actually went to CES last year and we won the Innovation Award for this. And we also won it for, we were a finalist for South by Southwest and their innovation platform. So we know we've got some feedback from that perspective and some validation and credibility. And so we've changed the design a little bit because we wanted to make sure it felt sleek and it felt like something you could carry around and you were, you know, proud to have and so forth. So we've gone through a couple iterations and yeah, we're just now getting ready to ship everything. So we got brand verified. We'll be on Launchpad with Amazon. We've got everything on our own website at solosecure.com and we just put it on, you know, holiday sale. So if you guys get in there now, you'll get a good deal on it. So,
oh, that's what I'm talking about. Who doesn't like a good deal? I'm in. Well, Catherine, I just have to say it has been great having you on the show today. I'm excited to see your work unfold over at Solo Secure and to see the more and more updates come out and excited about the new news that you'll be able to tell us back as we get closer to South by Southwest. And I'm thoroughly excited, obviously, and thrilled to promote the upcoming book with you. I think we're going to have a lot of fun, so more to come on that. But for now, if somebody is watching this and they want to learn more about Solo Secure, or they want to, you know, follow the TikTok channel or just follow your journey in general, what's the best way for them to do that?
So our website's solosecure.com, so you can find us there. Talk is also Solo Secure, so you can find all my little videos there. Again, I'm not promoting the product there. I'm promoting the concept of really the holistic you, because I think that's just as important. And then you could find me on LinkedIn. So
awesome. And we'll put all that information in the show notes so that our audience can just click on the links and head right on over and check out Solo Secure and all the other things you mentioned. And speaking of the audience, if this is your first time engaging with or listening to a Mission Matters episode, we're all about bringing on business owners, entrepreneurs, executives, and experts. And we have them share their mission, the reason behind their mission, their businesses, what they're up to, and really what we can all learn and gain from their journey as well to help us on our own journeys. If that's the type of content that sounds interesting or fun or engaging to you, hit that subscribe button because we have many more mission-based individuals coming up on the line and we don't want you to miss a thing. And Catherine, so much fun working with you today. I can't wait till the next time you come on the show after the book is live so we can talk some more. So thank you.
Thanks, Adam. Thanks for having me.